Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly and Logies are coming up. It's on this Sunday on Channel 9 at 7 p.m. But you're voting. You can still get around that one. And a couple of categories you might want to vote in is for most popular new talent and for Maths being nominated in the most popular reality TV show. And to chat to us about it right now, the sexologist from the show, and I've been practicing on nailing the name here, Carly, all morning, Alessandro Rampolla. Good morning.
Ave Maria, that was beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
You rolled the R's and everything.
Well, I found the video of when you introduced yourself to the show and you rolled your R, and I'm like, I'm going to roll my R too. Good morning to you. and congratulations on the nominations.
Isn't it weird? Is that the word I should use? I was so surprised with the nomination. I'm very happy about that. So, yes, very excited with the Logies coming up this weekend.
Now, full disclosure, you have come to us via overseas. Did you know much about the Logies before you were nominated?
I've never actually watched the ceremony, but I know they exist. The time difference is very big. But, of course, they're right up there with the Emmys or with the Martín Fierro in Argentina, for instance. Or, you know, other international awards. So, yes, I know about them.
Yeah, it's called the EGOT. They threw it on the back of when you win all the awards. I mean, Maths, this season has been probably one of the biggest in television history. We're sitting here now in June, and we're still talking about it. Does that surprise you at all?
No, not this second time around. I knew it was going to be explosive because, yes, having understood the dynamics, and I went through the filming, so I knew what was happening. I knew it was good. Of course, I knew. But it's exciting that everybody's still having these conversations, you know, even when they're difficult ones. I think they're important to have.
Well, speaking of one of the conversations that has come out in the last couple of months is the fact that Olivia has got herself an OnlyFans. A lot of people were shocked by that. Were you shocked when she got herself an OnlyFans account, and what did you think of it?
I am learning it from you right now because I've been very disconnected these past couple of months. I guess good for her. I think really the process of being in the experiment is one, and then what the participants do with that in terms of how they continue on with their lives and what they learn or maybe don't learn. And I think that's part of the growth that we oftentimes see with the participants. So I hope the best for her and for everybody else, but I wasn't aware of the specifics.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she has got herself an OnlyFans account. And one thing is she did kind of speak about her mental health after the show. Do you know if the contestants kind of get some ongoing help?
Oh, they absolutely do. It's up to them if they want to use the help that is provided, but they get psychological assistance provided in continuity for life if they want to through the network and on the show.
Now, I know you're in Colombia at the moment, and I'm sure even in Colombia you would have heard the news about the new podcast from Dom and Ella. Have you been asked and approached to get on the podcast and have a chat with them?
I haven't been approached by them, but I'm very happy for Dom and Ella. I actually texted with Ella the other day, so I did know that this was coming up.
Yeah. Do you think Channel 9 and Maths would let you appear on their podcast? Because it sounds like it gets pretty raw and talks a lot about the stuff behind the scenes.
I don't see why they wouldn't let me go in and talk. Yes, I always do my own press. I speak my mind about whatever topic, but they haven't approached me. Maybe one day they will, and we'll make time and we can make that happen.
Just quickly before we wrap this up, we do know that you're currently casting for the next season of Maths. Are we going to get something very similar that we got this year, or are we going to see a few changes?
I don't do the casting, so I don't know. If it happens, I get to interview the possible candidates even before they're officially cast. I do pre-interviews with a lot of people that maybe don't end up getting cast. And then once they have actually cast the participants, that's when we look at who are the participants going to be, and then we do matchmaking. I trust at face value that they tell me the truth. And then, you know, if they don't, oh well.
And then the last season happened.
And then last season happened. Exactly. You got it right. Way. I love that.
Thank you so much for the chat today. People want to vote for you, and of course they do. TVWeekLogievote.com is the website. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.